rounds fandom going up?
Just rooted for the home team a little bit, and then I mostly rooted for players in the NFL growing up, and I was a big college fan and a really big fan of my high school football team, Mentor, growing up.
So just moderate
on the Browns?
I would say moderate, yeah.
Lukewarm?
Yeah.
No jerseys or anything?
No, couldn't afford jerseys.
Because they
were gone, and then they've been back, you know, as you were a kid and haven't had much success. Like, what's it like for kids in that whole area with that team?
I think just in Northeast Ohio, there's a big sense of pride, so we root for all the teams being from there, and then it's a big football area, so growing up, you're just picking up a football, going outside and playing and dreaming of being in the NFL someday, and that's what it was for me, and my goal was to get to this point, and now that I'm here, it's just to get better every day, but yeah, just a big sense of pride for the area, just rooting for the hometown team, and just the love for football and the love of the game.
We talked to Kaiser earlier, and he said that you guys had never really spoken until you were in your suits on draft day. Something.
Yeah, pretty much.
What was that like to get to know him? Because what, I mean, you're both from Ohio, right?
Yeah.
You've gone to major colleges, and you never really interacted with him.
Right. Yeah, we just, I mean, he's a good dude. We got to know each other a little bit through the draft. But, yeah, we're just separate paths, both from Ohio. There's a lot of people from Ohio that play football. and so he's on the other side of town, the west side, I think. So, yeah, he's a good dude, and, yeah, we both had dreams just to be successful NFL quarterbacks, and it was cool to learn about him and his family and then just talk about his journey and what we've done to get here, and it was cool to get to know him through the draft and all that.
What are your impressions of Miles Garrett?
Yeah, he's a really good player. He's a really good pass rusher, comes off the edge, plays with a lot of energy, and he's really freaky, so we just got to do what we do on offense from protection standpoint and just play our game and try to tire him out and, yeah, just do what we do up front. I trust my guys, and I feel like we're going to do a good job with him and the rest of the D-line. So we give them the respect they deserve. They got a good pass rush, and they're solid on defense, so we just got to come out and execute our plays.
What, Mitch, when you talk personal objectives in the last few games, you know, down the stretch here?
I'll get better every day in practice, continue to push my teammates, and just win.
When you look at their defense and they are strong against the run, it could be another game like Detroit where you have to throw a lot. How do you feel about those games when you're putting up 46, 50 passes?
Yeah, well, whatever the dictation of the game is going, whether we need to run or pass it, we're going to do whatever it takes to try to win the game. So for me as a quarterback, obviously that's exciting. I like to throw the ball. I like to have the ball in my hands just to try to win the game. But, yeah, they're going to try to stop the run. We know they're good at that, but we're still going to try to establish it because that's what we're really good at too. So whatever they're giving to us on the other side, that's what we need to take. And for me, it's just be efficient and pick up first downs and do my job as a quarterback.
You talked a lot about your faith and kind of the organization, your teammates. When you look down with two games to go, I mean, what specific parts of this team gives you really confidence going forward here?
Just my teammates, the excitement every day coming to practice, the energy, the positivity, and just the plan we have for the future going forward. And we got a bunch of competitors on this team, so some people might be looking ahead, but a lot of us just look at each day as an opportunity and each game as a week to get better and just go out there, compete, no matter the records, no matter if we're competing for the playoffs or not. It's just a great opportunity to go out, play the game we love, and next to a bunch of guys we love as well. So it's a great opportunity.
Is there any extra motivation not to lose to a team that hasn't won a game this year?
The motivation is just to win. Like I said, we got a bunch of competitors on our team, and we're trying to finish out this season strong. So we don't care who rolls in here. We get to play our last one at Soldier Field this year, so that means a lot to us. And, yeah, we just want to go out and win.
Family and friends coming this Sunday, or is it normal? Do you have a huge amount?
About a normal amount. I got a bunch of family that luckily got drafted back to the Midwest, so it's closer for my family than North Carolina was. So they're able to make a bunch of games, and I'll have about 20 or so people here this weekend to watch for on Christmas Eve.
Mitch, Dowell talked about the 3rd-and-18 completion in the Lions game as one of the really nice throws. Just curious what stood out to you about that play when you watched it again, what you liked.
Just doing my job, trust and protection, and even though I kind of took a lot of hit, just believing in the timing of the play, anticipating the throw, and then putting it where it needs to be, and then Wheaton coming up with a great catch. So, yeah, just repetition, that's what makes perfect. So made that play in practice all the time. Obviously, you're going to have to take hits being in the quarterback, but just trusting the protection, anticipating throws, and doing your job to pick up first downs.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.